Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to another week of rehab. I'm glad you made it. I'm glad I made it. But wait, before you walk in, make sure you check your biases, your judgment, your negative energy, your ego at the door. But now you can come in. Take your shoes off, relax, lay back, sit up, whatever you can do to just have some peace. So that's what this show is about. It's not about me. I'm here as your tour guide to peace. I'm not here to tell you what to do, to judge you in any type of way. I'm here to make sure you get just this moment, because we don't get many moments like this. In a 24-hour day, we sleep and work most of it, and then we stress with all the other times. So just take this time for yourself. Just take this time to relax. So how was your day? How was your week? Well, my week was great. Appreciate that. I'm glad you asked. I'm lying when I say great. I mean, like, okay. It was okay, but I'm glad you asked, you know, because it's nice to have somebody to ask about the day or care about your day when there's so many other things to worry about, so many people not listening to your day or caring about what you have going on. Excuse me. With all the stress and problems and worries like fear. Why do we fear? You know, why do we let all these outside things stress us and stop us from achieving things or doing things that we want to do or having a good time? Why is life such a... how many words can you use? Headache. But that's not what this show is about. We're not worrying about those things. We're trying to figure out how to turn those things into positives. And that's what really all that matters in this short period of time that you get. So yeah, like I said, the show is your time to just have a second. Have a moment, have some quiet. No devices, or if you got to listen on the phone, I understand, or got to use your computer. I mean, it's 2017, everybody's using computers now. But besides all of that, just give yourself some you time. We like to let everything that we have to take care of distract us from actually being with ourselves and knowing ourselves better to become whatever we want to be. Whatever you want to do is whatever you want to do, but I just want to help you get to whatever you want to do, if that makes any sense. Just get some peace. It starts with peace. So every Tuesday night, you're going to get some peace one way or another, because it's a necessary thing. So last week, I like to throw out thoughts of the day, or thoughts of the night, or thoughts of the week, since I do this once a week. Here's your thought. Last week, it was, what would you do if you had everything you've ever wanted? And money wasn't an option. If you had all the money in the world and you were basically retired, what would you do with your time? What's your passion? What makes you excited? What puts a smile on your face? That was last week's thought of the day. Hopefully you thought about that. If you didn't get to think about that then, you could think about that now, because that's what you're here for, to think about it. After you thought about what you wanted to do with your time, if you had enough time to do what you always wanted to do, my next question is, what's stopping you? So I'll let you think about that. And then, you know, I'll be back. Because like I said, it's not about me. I'm just a tour guide to this whole thing. I want you to have your peace. About fear. What's the point of it? What does it solve? What does it do? I'm sure you could define all types of fears and what people have as fears and what people call fears or what they're fearing or what they worry about, what we worry about. But really and truly, it's just, I break it down to two different ways of looking at fear. And you could disagree with me. That's fine. This is your place. I'm just talking in between your free time, you know, your quiet time, and, you know, you could ignore me and drown me out just as long as you get some peace. That's all I really care about. So, what would you do knowing that there's two different types of fears? If you break it down very simply, I know you can get complicated, but there's two different types of fears. There's the external, outside, bears, trees, dogs, cats, rabbits, cars, crazy people, all the stuff that you fear that you have no control over, right? These people or these things that could happen to you, those are those external fears is what I call them. And then there's internal fear, like you tell yourself you can't do something, or you constantly remind yourself that so-and-so is better at such-and-such. Maybe you don't do these things. Excuse me, I'm just speaking from what I noticed over this time. I may be absolutely wrong, but my point is, maybe there's an internal fear where you go, man, you know, I would do this if I had time for it, or I would say this if I should say it. What's that about? It's just you stopping yourself from actually completing a goal that you always want to complete. You know, I also said in last week's show, I would share a passion. What my passion was, because I thought, I don't ask these questions just to ask them, because I think about them too. So I thought about it. What would I do if I had all the money, all the time in the world? I would be involved in sports and football. That's my love. That's my passion. And doing this. And so when I think about it, I'm like, what's stopping me? Why is this stopping me? What's stopping me from doing certain things? And you could come up with bills, relationship issues, family issues, just not enough time. That's everybody's thing. It's not enough time. So how do you make more time? Are you not prioritizing? Look at that, I can't even talk. Are you not getting your time in order? Simply saying. So what is stopping you? So that's the question of the week. This is the second question of the week. So the first for the second week is what I'm trying to say. What's stopping you from doing what you always wanted to do? You know, like I said, my passion is sports, football, coaching. I wanted to play, can't play. Oh, well, life goes on. Next thing. And that's what it really is. It's that maybe it's just failure. You fail, and then you go, well, maybe I shouldn't be trying to do this. No, you can fail and fail and fail and succeed and don't even know it. You just one more try or one more give away from being successful. And not to sidetrack, but what's success anyway? So I'm not going to get all into that, but I want you to understand that the fear of something is all usually internal. And then the external stuff, like I said, the dogs, rabbits, cats, balloons, trees, I don't know. What you're afraid of? We all afraid of something. And don't forget, fear is natural. It's okay to be afraid, but it's not okay to live in it and dwell in it and soak in it and blame other people for your fears. You have to eventually realize it's just something that you've been harboring inside. I mean, this is the way I see it and I look at it. Like I said, I could be wrong. I could be completely wrong. Fine. But I need you to understand this is how I share my inner peace. I have inner peace because one way or another, if I fail, if I succeed, I still have to live. And because I figured that one out, I just have to keep trying until something comes along. I know that's very vague to say, but think about it. Just think about it. So last week you were thinking about what's your passion. This week you're thinking about what's stopping me from doing my passion. And it's probably just your internal fears. Because outside, those problems, those situations, those things outside, you have no control of that anyway. So it's better that you tell yourself positively to get along and do what you need to do and motivate yourself within, and none of that other stuff will matter outside. So once again, I'd like to thank you for joining me with rehab. Because worry is there, you really shouldn't have to worry because it's always going to be there, and it's up to you to not fear that worry and just move on and live. Plain and simple. I know it's not technical, and I know it's not explain step by step. But I'm telling you, once you realize what you wanted to do, and then you try to figure out what's stopping you from doing that, you're that much closer to peace. Because once you do what you always wanted to do, it's bliss, no matter what problems go on. So how do you conquer these things? It's very easy. You just have to go straight on at it. Straight at it, whatever you fear. So, thank you for listening. I'll be here for rehab every Tuesday night at 11. Because this is for you to realize and relax and know that peace will always be with you.